You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:17. Easiest way to, I guess, reference where the on-ramp is closed. It's if you're heading and you'd be sitting right in front of the infamous Orleans Justice Center now, whatever you call it, I always mess it up, Orleans Parish Prison, whatever it used to be, you'd be sitting right in front of that, and as you're trying to head to Metairie, if you were to take the exit by the prison, that would take you to Airline Drive and then take a shortcut to wherever you're going, Cleary or maybe even Clearview or wherever, and get on a horseshoe, or you can't. Or airline all the way to Clearview. You can't do that because they got an overturned garbage truck and it's going to be closed for about a month, Scott Boyd with DOTD is saying. So be aware of that. And west and east and all that stuff confuses me because I'm from New Orleans and I'm a West Banker. So anyway, it's heading from Metairie to downtown New Orleans to Metairie. If you wanted to take the airline exit and get on Airline Drive, you're not going to be able to do it for about a month until they get that garbage truck situation righted. We've been talking from this morning really about the not so great escape from the Orleans Justice Center, and national news last night. CBS led with it, and you know, I'm just sitting there thinking, I feel so bad for New Orleans and Company that worked so bad to promote the city and put the positive parts of it. And then the city looks like a laughing stock with what, you know, is being reported. And it takes something to knock Hamas and Palestine off of the front or the top story, as well as President Trump and the budget and all that. But the sheriff's office managed to do it with the escape. And the prisoners that are still at large, they had a big hearing yesterday in the city council. Freddie King joins us now, our friend, New Orleans City Council member, fellow Shaw graduate. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. One thing I do take issue with is that a lot of people kind of jumped on this to make whatever political point they wanted. And one incontrovertible thing, and you're a lawyer, that I can't get past is that this is on video, and Liz Murrow, God bless her, talking about reducing the number of inmates in the prison. Well, if the number was only 11, they wouldn't, or 10, they wouldn't have caught what happened here, right? So how do you keep, when it comes to an elected official, when it comes to keeping your eye on the ball and finding responsibility and assigning responsibility, how do you keep the politics out of this? And let's get to what actually happened and what's true and what's not.
That's a great question, Tommy. And I don't look at things from the lens of an elected official. I am first a born and raised proud New Orleanian who looks at things as a citizen, as a father, as a husband who just wants a safe community and reasonable people running the show. So it's that's how I look at it. I just use common sense and something that the DA said in your show, I believe it was Monday, and when you have times of crisis, you can either be someone who finds a solution, or you could be someone who adds chaos. And I try to be someone who finds a solution, because we have enough with social media, with just media and people running for office and trying to make political points. We have enough people trying to add chaos. So I just try to be that voice of reason and just look at this from a practical standpoint. Again, not as an elected official, but as an everyday person who has a family, who's born in the city, who wants the best for a city, and not to see us the laughingstock of the national news.
You're right, and that's why I talk about facts and keeping the eye on the ball here, because, look, Jason Williams was one with us. I'm glad you listened, and he was saying that, you know, the governor took him on Sunday, and that's, I was working out, and I heard that, and it surprised me, because, like, well, that seems an odd direction to go in for the governor, but he did. And then come to find out, talking to Marlon Gusman yesterday, I don't know if you heard that or not, but he said they'd make a run every Tuesday bringing prisoners to Angola. So there was no reason for these people to be at the Orleans Justice Center, let alone on the first floor. So before we start talking about DA's office and everything else, we need to look at who's running the prison and what actually led to this. And also, Freddie, I'll add in, I've been saying this, I don't know if you've been listening or not, this is not like Shawshank Redemption or Clint Eastwood digging at a softened rock with a spoon. This is akin to a construction project that went on for a while that seemingly nobody noticed. Is that accurate?
That's what I've been hearing. Again, I don't have all the facts, but I've been hearing that this is not a Hollywood script. Look, there's a lot of people, not a lot, there are people clearly from the inside who made this possible. I know at least one person has been arrested. I know there's an ongoing investigation. But I think it's important, let's first get all of the facts before we start to the finger point. When you point the finger at someone, you have three more fingers pointing back at you. And I think that was evident with the press conference with the governor. You know, he's talked about the DA, he's talked about other elected officials in the city, but the state has some culpability. They at least one of the inmates, I don't know the exact number, should have been in custody of DOC.
But that's up to DOC. The sheriff, is it not, Freddie? Doesn't the sheriff make that call, as I understand, at least what I've been able to uncover?
That can't be the case, Tommy. I don't want to pretend that I'm an expert in this, but it's more than one person. And pointing the finger, now it's not the time for that. Let's find out how this happened. Let's find out who's responsible as far as on the inside, and then we can figure out, hey, how does it not happen again, and what leaders were responsible. So I'm just trying to figure out how did it happen and make sure that these individuals are safe. The individuals are caught in the family of the victims and the victims of the community.
So, exactly. So along those lines, how confident are you moving forward? You know, you're talking about keeping the community safe, keeping your family safe. Your district includes the French Quarter. That moving forward, whatever is, you see, because here's the deal. It's like what you're talking about with the press conference, and I made an example of this with a listener before, where it's kind of like, okay, the plane crashed, but you're also noticing that the seatbelt light was out. All right, that's fine. You can go back and later on fix the seatbelt light, but that didn't cause the plane to crash, right? So you can go back and find a lot of things that are wrong. You need to triage to keep planes from crashing moving forward. How confident are you moving forward in the next week, the next month, the next couple of months, that things will be taken care of at the jail where people in New Orleans will be safe?
I'm very confident. One reason, because all eyes are now on the jail, much like the city for Super Bowl. We made sure that we put our best foot forward because all eyes were on the city. So, you know, the sheriff and her team will be making sure, I would hope, making sure that, look, this has international attention. Let's make sure that nothing like this could possibly happen again. And I mentioned yesterday with another media outlet, Tommy, that we have an election coming up in 5 or so months. Mm-hmm. The public will be able to decide the new leadership of the jail. And that new person, if it's a new person, whoever they decide, would be able to say, this is my vision moving forward. This is how I plan on keeping the jail safe inside and out. So I believe that.
But my point,
to be rectified.
Yeah, my point is before that, though, in the 5 months leading up to that, somebody's got to get things under control at that jail and make sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Correct. I believe that's the case. And I just know what I would do. If I have all the attention on me, I'm going to make sure Freddie King will make sure that this cannot happen again. My team would be I'll make it very clear to my team that we need to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And look, the council has pledged to help where we can. I know we have now other sheriff departments pledging to help where they can, whether it's taking inmates and bringing them there. We have now the eyes of the state government to help. So we have help coming in. We have people willing to help to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate your time. Freddie King, New Orleans City Councilman, District C, Algiers and a Quarter. Somebody texted in and said, the DOC tells you when and where to bring inmates or when DOC will pick them up. Well, Marlon.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gusman told us yesterday he made a trip every Tuesday bringing the most violent criminals when he was running the prison to Angola or to the state prisons. Of course, you have to let them know that you're coming. But as far as he indicated, and you can go back and listen to the interview at Odyssey, WWL.com and the Odyssey app, that these people should never have been at Parrish Prison or at the Orleans Justice Center for that long. They should have, one of them goes back to October, and a murder charge, I think, should have long time ago been transferred to the state. Well, I guess if the investigation continued plays out. 827, quickly traffic, WWL. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. Let's lighten up a little bit here with the escape and everything else. Talk to Brian Kern, organizer of the Crew of Brew. Brian, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you today?
Brian, I don't know if you know this or not, but my late dad went to school with your late dad, and I went to school with your brother. I don't know if you know that or not. Small world, isn't it?
I did not know that. Yep. You went to Shaw, well, I take it.
And St. Julian, actually, before that.
Oh, yeah, okay, in Algiers. Yep.
Yeah, exactly, that's right. So let's talk about tariffs and parades. Well, let me jump, first of all, you have a lot to do with, you know, promoting New Orleans and all the success that the city has had and everything. Are you hearing anything from people around the country about this jailbreak at all?
I hang out in the French Quarter. A lot of tourists are in town, and they've all heard about it. And a lot of friends on the phone I've spoken to them lately that don't live here have all heard about it. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
But
honestly,
but not anything that would have. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, but not to negatively affect the city from a business standpoint or anything, right? Yet.
I mean, not at all.
All right, that's good. Let's talk about tariffs and Mardi Gras throws or Crew of Brew throws and everything, and how much is purchased from China or how tariffs would affect all of this. You're the expert. Tell me.
Well, Crew of Brew, we've always, because we're a Halloween parade, we throw a lot of treats. And I've always, since year one, I resurrected the crew in 2013. And so this will be my 12th year stage in the parade. But I've always tried to buy as much local. I go local first, then I go state, and then I go country. Mm-hmm. And I try to refrain from Chinese items. However, I mean, plush, you know, which kids love, that comes from China. Nobody's making that here in the States. Light-up beads, which I'm a night parade, so I want the light-up beads. And then just regular beads. And I've been purchasing these items, but this year, I'm being quoted a price, which is fine, but we just don't know with tariffs what the price is going to end up being when it lands. It could be, you know, twice as expensive. So I'm on the fence right now about whether or not I'll order the light up and the plush. But for the most part, I'm adding some new elements this year. I've got Jambalaya Girl. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She makes seasoning blends, and mm-hmm. she has a jambalaya mix. We'll be throwing that this year along with her gumbo. And we've been throwing for years since the
gumbo mix
came back.
Gumbo mixed. Gumbo mixed, to be clear.
Yeah, gumbo.
Not gumbo.
Yeah.
That'd be a mess.
Not hot.
No.
Yeah, hot. No, it's hot gumbo and cauldrons on the crab.
That's not a good idea. No.
No. Aunt Sally's Promenettes, which are a great item, very expensive, made locally. Chattanooga Bakery, which manufactures the moon pies, those are a great item. And we added those probably 5 years ago. And people love the moon pies. They throw well. Ilmer's, our local brand of cheese curls, Chiwis, they're super popular. We throw a ton of those. We get our cups from Giacona Container Company, which is in Jefferson, Louisiana. Coffee, for years, PJ's was a sponsor, and I'm currently talking to another coffee company about coffee. But we throw 2.5-ounce frack packs of coffee, which go over real well. And then a few years ago, I added Just Born out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Peeps, all the Halloween marshmallow candy, Peeps for Easter. They have a whole Halloween line. And last year, Zapp's Potato Chips reached out to us about being part of the parade. They wanted to put their Zapp's fire truck in the parade. And so they're now one of our sponsors. And every rider gets like 100 bags of Zapp's to throw to people. And I would really love, I've reached out to him, but I love like Louisiana Fish Fry or one of the local producers of like a spice or a fish fry. I think that would be another great throw item, a nice bag with like 2 to 4 ounces of product in it. But for the most part, I think I'm probably going to end up, I'm looking at what stuff costs, and I can't figure it out because we don't know what the tariffs are going to do. I'm probably going to have to just up what I buy from the States this year, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Meanwhile, you can ruminate on that idea of cauldrons of hot gumbo. I think it would go with the Halloween theme. Doesn't have to be boiling hot or anything. Just maybe tepid, all right? 8:50, 10 till 9, more with Brian Kern. We come back talking about having the throws made, and he said he starts with local and goes to state, then goes to country. And I want to talk more about Mardi Gras when we come back, too, because it seems as though there has been a move toward throws that people can actually use. But then you get to, like, if it's a brand name of something, does that have anything to do with the commercial products and if there's a way around that and so forth? 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker back with Brian Kern, organizer of the Crew of Boo. Brian, I knew your dad for a long time, and he would be proud, I think, of what you've done with the Crew of Boo because he was very passionate about it. He would come on with me at night, and I just want to tell you as a New Orleanian, I think you should take a lot of pride in the fact of what you've done with the company, because I think you are a true visionary, as was your father, and you're looking ahead to years and years down the line. And I just want to tell you we're proud of you. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
I mean that sincerely. Let's talk about throws, because it seems as though, I know Halloween is different because they're not bound by the commercial product rules that are Mardi Gras.
Right.
But it seems like the crews are getting the throws that are more usable and just, you get the beads and then you turn them over to be recycled or whatever, as opposed to stuff you can use. Is there any way the city council would consider like maybe a compromise between commercial support for Mardi Gras and just at least being able to throw products that people could use and want to eat? Because they do throw moon pies, don't they?
Moon pies get thrown. But my thoughts on it, I've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think anything made in New Orleans, if it's a brand that's made in our city, mm-hmm. I think you should be able to brand your item and throw it out as long as it's tastefully done. But like Bacchus or Endymion, one of the big super crews, they can afford, because they're going to be throwing enough of the product to do custom film. But I still think the name of the company, if it's local, if it's made in Louisiana, should be on there. It should be able to promote it.
Going
it's,
to what
it's
you said.
Better than buying all the, what's that?
Going to what you said, like starting with local and then working out the state, it's better than you were getting ready to say it. Go ahead, say it.
Well, no, it's just, we're throwing stuff that comes from China, and why wouldn't we want to support our local economy? This could be a booming business model for companies. We'll throw your product, but it has to be manufactured in Orleans or Jefferson Parish,
How do you
maybe
make that happen?
People would want to, excuse me?
How do you make that happen?
Well, if you have a product that wants to get into Mardi Gras and you have, you know, 50,000 plus people throwing items, it could be a significant amount of money if it's the right product.
But, I mean, politically, do you bring that before the council, yeah. Mardi Gras committee? What happens?
That's a good question. I'm sure the city council and the powers that be, the crews, would all have to agree on it.
You know what? We got to go here. But look,
yes.
Just like your dad and my dad worked on something together, you and I could work on this together. Let's make that happen. All right. Stay in touch.
Sounds great.
You
all
bet.
Right, Tommy. Have a good
Barry
day.
Kern,
thank you.
Brian Kern, you too. Organizer of the Crew of Boo. We'll be back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.